This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Taliban said Friday their overnight offensive had fully captured four provincial capitals in Afghanistan, including Kandahar. The stunning victories have brought the Islamist insurgents a step closer to the national capital, Kabul, where beleaguered Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's government would not respond to media's questions about the battlefield status. A Taliban spokesman said in a statement Friday morning, their latest advances have established insurgents' control over more than 14 of Afghanistan's 34 provinces during the past week. Just weeks away from completing its military withdrawal from Afghanistan, the United States is sending thousands of combat troops back to Kabul in a last-ditch attempt to move diplomatic personnel and Afghan allies out of harm's way. The move announced Thursday by the State Department and the Pentagon comes as U.S.-trained and equipped Afghan security forces continued to crumble in the face of the offensive by the Taliban. The first set of reinforcements, 3,000 troops from three U.S. Marine and Army battalions, were expected to arrive in the Afghan capital, Kabul, within 24 to 48 hours. Pentagon Press spokesman, a secretary, John Kirby, said the 3,000 troops will be charged with securing the embassy and Hamad Karzai International Airport. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has authorized a third shot of the Pfizer or Moderna COVID-19 vaccines for some people with weakened immune systems. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is